In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, speak.
奉主圣名说话。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for gathering our brothers and sisters on this blessed day to worship Him online.
感谢神呢，首先呢要让大家呢能够来聚集在网络上，然后来参加聚会。
I always feel that we are so blessed because we are the children of God and we are able to enjoy the Sabbath day that God has given to us.
那我总是觉得呢，我们很大家很有福气呢，能够在神赏赐的这个安息，甚至呢能够在这边敬拜神。
The Bible tells us that you know after God has created the universe, He was refreshed.
那圣经上告诉我们呢，神创造万物之后呢，他就休息。
We understand that God is the mighty God. He does not need to be refreshed.
那我们知道呢，神是呢全能的神，他是不需要休息的。
And yet, in the book of Exodus, we are told that after His creation, He not only rested, He was also refreshed.
那呢，在这个出埃及记告诉我们呢，他不单单在创造万物之后呢。 他呢安息了，且呢然后来休息。Okay,
that we know that He is the source of our rest, and you know He is the source by which we are refreshed.
那他是让我们能够来休息，然后呢能够来更新呢的一个这个泉源。So
we find that every Sabbath we would come before Him, you know, to like regain our strength.
那所以我们每个星期六安息日呢，来到神面前呢，来到他的面前来这样子敬拜。Before
we can do that, we need to get ourselves prepared.
那在这之前呢，我们要先来预备自己。So
if we prepare ourselves well, then obviously we can gain strength from God on the Sabbath day.
那如果我们能够先好好的预备好自己呢，我们就能从神来到这个安息日的时候呢，得到神的这个更新。
We hope that our brothers and sisters, you know, can truly be refreshed in the Lord on the Sabbath.
我们希望呢，在这个安息圣日呢，我们弟兄姐妹呢，大家都能够来被神来更新。
For today's sermon, I'm going to touch on a topic which has been commonly spoken by many speakers.
我今天想要跟大家分享的是很多人很熟悉的题目，就是要穿这个的题目。
That is to put on the whole armor.
就是要穿戴全副军装。
We can turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
我们翻开以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 onwards to verse 20, we can see that this section of the scriptures is talking about the whole armor of God.
那以弗所书六章十到二十节这一段呢，就在讲神的全副军装。
You know, in the Bible, the New Testament scriptures, there are at least two places which talk about the armor of God.
那在旧约呢，有两个，至少有两个部分呢，谈到这个新约讲到这个神的这个军装。
So in the New Testament, there are at least two places which talk about the armor of God.
那在新约呢，至少有两个地方讲到这个神的军装。
And also in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah also inspired by God to talk about the armor.
那在旧约的以赛亚书呢，神也启示以赛亚呢，讲到这个神的军装。
We know that in the ancient time, yeah, you know, the people of God had to fight their enemies constantly.
那我们知道呢，在以前呢，古时候呢，这个神的百姓呢，需要常常跟他们的敌人来征战。
If we study the history of the chosen people, ever since they had come out from Egypt, they had to fight to survive.
那我们看这个神的选民呢，在这个出埃及之后呢，常常要来争战。
Especially after you know they had settled down in the land of Canaan, you find that you know they had to fight as well.
那特别呢，他们在这个定居迦南之后呢，还是要来战争。
We understand that, you know, for them to be victorious, not only they must rely on God.
那他们要得胜呢，不单单只是要来依靠神。
They must also put on their armors as well.
那更要穿戴这个军装。
I think, you know, there is an account in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 22.
在列王记上呢，22章呢，有记载一个事件。
It talks about how King Ahab was killed.
哇，讲到这个亚哈王被杀。
We can turn to 1 Kings, yeah, chapter 22.
列王记上22章。
We read verse 34.
我们看34节。
We know that Ahab was destined to be killed at that time.
那这个呢，亚哈呢是会在那个时候被杀。
Now I want you to read verse 34.
那我们来看34节。
Now a certain man drew a ball at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. So he said to the driver of his chariots, turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am wounded.
三十节，有一人随便开弓，恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝里。王对赶车的说，我受了重伤，你转过车来拉我出阵吧。
So here we find a loose arrow hit this King Ahab.
那就看到这有一个随便射出的弓呢，就射这个射到了这个亚哈王。
We know that you know at that time King Ahab had put on this armor to fight.
那可以看到呢，这个亚哈王他是有穿戴这个军装的。
But for some reason, obviously God planned to kill Ahab, and the arrow hit this Ahab between the joints of his armor.
但是不知道怎么样的这个神的计划呢，就是让这个弓呢随便开的弓呢射进了这个亚哈王。
Now you can imagine if we were to fight in the ancient time without proper armor.
那你可以想试想着呢，你在古代呢没有穿上这个军装，然后要去打仗。
You know the chance of surviving is very slim.
那你要这样子从战场上这个生还回来是很微小的这个机会。
Well, Paul is using, you know, the battle, the armor in the past to illustrate to us, you know, the battle that we would fight against Satan.
所以保罗呢就说呢，我们像这个古时在打仗的时候呢，如果没有这个来对抗这个撒旦是一样的。
So we have to put on the armor, not only put it on, we have to put it on properly.
不单所以呢，我们就是说呢，我们要穿上这个军装，不单穿上军装，而是要穿上非常好的军装。
Because we cannot see our enemy, we are fighting against the principalities of the air.
因为呢，我们所这个要征战的对象呢是看不到的，是这个从这个天上掌权的。
We find that without this armor being put on us, we can never win the battle.
如果没有这个军装呢，我们一定没办法。在这个战争呢得胜。
We will even lose our salvation or spiritual life as a result.
那更甚呢，会将我们的这个得救的救恩呢，然后来失去了。
I want you to turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
我要你们看回来这个以弗所书第六章。
Please turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
There are a number of key points that I want to first bring to your attention.
那这里面呢有几点呢我想要你们来注意的。
We first read verse 11.
我们先
看
6, 6章11节。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
You know, the another rendering for wiles of the devil is the schemings of Satan.
那这个魔鬼的诡计呢，可以说这是他很奸诈的这个计划。
So you know, without putting on, according to Paul, is like we stand no chance of winning against Satan.
那就根据这个保罗呢，如果没有这个军装呢，就是没有绝对是没有办法来战胜魔鬼的。
So even in our daily life, if we do not put on this armor, we cannot fight against Satan.
即使是我们在每日的生活当中，如果没有这个军装，是没办法来战胜魔鬼。
In this chapter, Paul is also talking about a particular battle that the end time believers or true church must face.
那在这一章呢，保罗说到的是呢，我们这个末世真教会的信徒呢，一定会来面对的征战。
We read verse 13.
我们看13节。
Chapter 6, verse 13.
六章13节。
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
13, 所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
The Chinese rendering is that in the difficult days.
那中文是说磨难，困难的日子。
But in the English, it says in the evil day.
那是英文是说呢，这个邪恶的这个日子。
It means that it will come a time that Satan will go all out attack the church and the children of God.
那就是呢，到这个时候呢，魔鬼呢就会尽他的全力呢，要来攻击教会和他的百姓。
Just like what is recorded in the book of Revelations, chapter 12.
那就是在这个启示录十二章所记载的。
Satan knows that his days are numbered.
他知道呢，他的日子不多了。
Yeah, so he was thrown down from heaven, and he was, furious, and you know he goes on the offensive against God's children.
所以呢，他呢从天上下来呢，然后呢要来这个来打这个对他的这个神的百姓来征战。
Yeah, so you find that this day will come.
所以我们知道这一天会来到。
Yeah, so we must, you know, put on the armor of God.
所以我们一定要穿上这个军装。
Today we understand that we are being protected by God.
今天呢，我们明白呢，我们是在神的保护之下的。
That is the reason why we are still in Him. We are still, able to, like, for example, to gather together before Him to worship.
是这个原因呢，我们才有办法呢，现在还能够在他的面前，然后再聚集在一起来敬拜他。
But we understand that the testing moment will come, when the hedges, if you like, the protection may be lifted away from us.
但是呢，有一天呢，这个保护层呢会被拿去，然后呢，我们就要来面对这个日子。
That is the time that we have to face all challenges with faith, with great faith in God.
到那个时候到了呢，我们就是要用我们的信心，然后来面对这个征战。
That's why Paul said to the believers, they must be strong.
因此呢，保罗告诉那个信徒呢，他们要来站立的稳。
In reality, Paul is talking to us, the end time true church.
那其实呢，保罗的讲的对象就是我们末世真教会的各位。
We must be given this power of His might, the power of God.
那我们要来得到这个神的这个大能力，然后呢，神的这个力量。
So that we can fight.
让我们能够来征战。
Now there is a very important question we need to ask.
那我们就要问一个很重要的问题。
How can we put on this armor of God?
这个神的军装呢，要怎么样来穿上？
We understand that in the ancient time, if you are a soldier and if you are not trained on a daily basis, and chances are that you may not be able to put on the armor.
那如果在古时候呢，如果你是一个军人，如果你平时没有训练的话，你是没有办法就是随意的就装这个军装穿上的。
Even you may be able to take up the whole armor, but you find that you may not be able to move freely because of the weight of the armory.
就算你真的穿上了呢，那是因为它的重量呢，你是没办法来好好的行动的。
So we find that, you know, this godly exercise on a daily basis is essential.
所以呢，我们知道了这个每日的敬虔呢是非常重要的。
Yeah, so that we can, you know, fight against Satan.
那我们才能够对这个魔鬼来征战。
I also want you to read verse 16 first.
我们也来看这个16节。
Verse 16.
16节。
Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
The last part is telling us that, you know, Satan always, shoot fiery darts at us.
后面那一句呢，说呢，这个恶者呢，会拿这个火箭来射我。
Meaning that if we are hit, not only we will be wounded, we find that we will be burned up because it's fiery.
如果我们被这个火箭击中呢，我们不单只是受伤了，而且我们会被烧。
So it's important for us to understand that, you know, if we are attacked by Satan, and if we are harmed by Satan, probably our spiritual life will be lost.
那如果我们就可以看到呢，被这个魔鬼这个击中的话呢，我们的这个信仰呢就会失去了。
So to put on this armor of God, I believe that there are at least two things that we must do.
所以要穿上这个神的军装呢，至少有两件事情我们要做到。
When you look at from verse 10 to verse 20,
我看十节到二十节这段。
The main point here is about the word of God, the truth.
那这个重点呢，就是呢这个神的话，这个真理。
Like you must gird your waist with truth.
你要用这个真理来当做这个束腰。
You must put on the shoes of put on the shoes of gospel of peace.
然后要将这个平安的福音当做走路的预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So again, it's about the word of truth.
所以重点就是在这个真理的话语。
Even when we read verse 17, yeah, we find that here.It speaks about the word of God as well.
十七节也谈到神的道。
So it is about the word of God. So we have to take the word of God very seriously.
对，重点就是神的话，我们要非常来看重神的话。
So you know that the day of the Lord is drawing closer than ever before.
我们知道神的日子呢，我们比每一天呢都来接近了。
So we must not take this very lightly.
所以我们不能来轻忽这个事情。
Because if we are not serious about the word of God, chances are that we will be defeated.
那如果我们不来看重来把这样的神的话呢看得非常严肃的呢，我们就会被打败。
Now the second point is.
那第二点就是。
So in our daily life, we must train ourselves up.
在每一天的生活当中，我们就要来训练自己。
There are many good examples, you know, given in the book of Ephesians itself.
那在这个以弗所书呢，有很多很好的这个例子。
So I'm going to use some of them for mutual exhortation.
那我就想要用几个例子呢，跟大家彼此勉励。
Now I want you to first read, for example, verse 8. Yeah.
我想先看这个第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8. Sorry, chapter 5, verse 8.
第五章的第八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
以弗所书五章八节。
For you were once dark.Were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女。
So here we are told that we must walk as children of light.
就是告诉我们呢，我们行事为人呢，要像是光明的子女一样。
What does it mean? Meaning we must walk according to the truth, because the truth is the light of God.
就是说呢，我们行事为人要来依照这个真理，神的话来去做。
So in our daily life, we must always try to find out what is acceptable to the Lord.
那我们每一天呢，要来找出说什么事情是神所喜悦的，神所接受的事情。
That is recorded in verse 10 of chapter 5, yeah.
那就是五章第十节所说的。
So just like in everything that we do, we must think about what the will of the Lord is for us.
我们所做的事情呢，都要来查验是神所喜悦的事是什么。
We find that sometimes we don't think too much about God's will.
那有时候呢，我们没有常常来思考这个神的话。
We don't desire to know what the will of the Lord is for us.
那我们没有想说神的旨意呢，在我们身上是要做什么。
As a result, we always make mistakes in life.
那因此呢，我们就常常在生活当中来犯错。
Because we do not allow, or we have not allowed the Spirit to guide us.
因为我们没有让圣灵来带领我们。
If we truly have the Spirit to guide us,
如果真的圣灵呢是来带领我们的。
Then we find that, you know, whatever we do will manifest the goodness, the righteousness, and the truth of God in our life.
那如果让圣灵带领我们呢，我们就会彰显出呢这个神的这个真理，还有神的善，在我们的生活中。
We will not do things which are not wise and do unwise things against God.
那我们也不会行出呢不智慧的事情在神面前。
We will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
也会被圣灵来充满。
So we need to examine our lives very carefully.
所以我们要来仔细查验我们的生活。
To see if we have truly, you know, walk according to the light of God.
那我们看看呢，是不是我们真的是依照这个光明的来行事？
We cannot take this very lightly.
那我们要非常的看重这件事情。
Because Satan knows our weaknesses.
因为这个撒旦知道我们的软弱在哪。
It's just that now we are protected by God. That's why Satan has no chance to attack.
那只是因为呢，现在呢是神来保护着我们，所以魔鬼没办法来做攻击。
This is like a grace period that God has given to us.
那就是神所给我们的这个恩典期。
So when this, we said this period expires.
那当这个恩典期过了之后
，God has given us enough time to build ourselves up, and yet we do not seize hold of the opportunity.
那神已经给我们这么多的时间来做准备，但是我们如果没有来好好把握这个机会的话
，then we find that we can be badly wounded by Satan.
那我们就很可能就是被这个撒旦呢来重重的击伤。
So when you look at the chapter 5 and all the way to chapter 6, yeah?
如果我们看第五章到第六章这边
There are many aspects of our Christian life that we need to pay attention to.
这边有很多这个基督徒的生活我们要来注意的事情。
So one of them is about our marriage.
其中一点就是我们的婚姻。
Now, the Bible says the wife must submit to the husband.
圣经告诉我们这个做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And the Bible also says husbands must love the wives.
圣经也说丈夫要来爱妻子。
We know that these are unchanging principle of God.
这是神不变的真理原则。
And we find that when we do not practice this in our life, in our marriage.
当我们在这个婚姻当中没有这样子去做的话
This is likened to a crack or a gap in our Christian belief.
那就像是在我们这个基督徒的这个生活当中，我们的信仰当中的一个破口。
So Satan can come to attack anytime.
那这个撒旦呢，随时都能够来攻击。
He can just shoot a fiery dart at us.
他就能射出这个火箭。
He shoot at our soft spot, our weakness.
像这个火箭呢，来瞄准我们这个软弱的地方呢，来射过去。
So.You know, we find that if we are not cultivated daily, then this can destroy us.
那如果没有来每日灵修的话，这件事情可能就会使我们毁了自己。
So no matter what happened.
所以不论发生什么事。
So the principle of God must be followed.
神的原则呢，我们一定要去遵行。
So wives must submit to the husband, and the husbands must love the wife like Christ has loved the church.
所以呢，这个做妻子的一定要顺服自己的丈夫，丈夫呢要来爱妻子，像基督爱教会一样。
We don't follow the ways of the world.
我们不能来跟从世界上的原则。
The world is teaching us that everyone is equal.
世界上告诉我们每一个人都是平等的。
Everyone is free to express, you know, how he or she feels.
每个人都能够来自由表达自己的想法。
We know that this is not right.
那我们知道这点不对的，是不对的。
So we need to work on our marriage.
那要怎么来做我们的经营我们的婚姻呢？
So that we can be strong in our marital bond.
让我们在这个婚姻当中呢有一个非常坚强的这个连结。
Now when we come to chapter 6.
那我们看到第六章。
Here it mentioned about parents and children relationship.
这里谈到这个父母跟儿女的关系。
And obviously, the duty of a child is to respect the parents.
当然这个要这个身为儿女的呢，要来孝敬父母。
So due respect or honor must be given to the parents.
那一定要来孝敬父母呢，然后来这样敬畏他。
Command from the Lord.
那这是呢，这个从主来的这个诫命。
So if our children are still young,
如果我们的儿女还很年幼。
We must teach them how to honor, you know, the elderly.
那我们就要教导他们要来尊敬长辈。
We must teach them how to fear God from young.
从小教导他们怎么样来敬畏神。
We must not have the idea that, oh, they are still young, it's okay, you know, we still have plenty of time to teach them.
啊，不要觉得说啊，他们还年轻呢，还很小，然后呢，我们不需要来，还有很多时间不需要这么着急来教导。
Many a time we find that by the time we realize it, you know, they have already grown up, it will be too late for us to change them.
可是呢，当你惊觉的时候，你才发现他们已经长大了，要教导已经来不及了。
So in our family, we must set the right order.
所以呢，在家里一定要设定好正确的次序。
So religious things must come first.
这个信仰的事情一定要摆在第一位。
Worshipping God must come first.
敬畏神就是第一位。
We must not allow the routine of our children to interrupt, you know, our religious activities.
不能让这个孩子的这个什么时间表呢，来干扰了这个敬畏神的事情。
Otherwise, we give them a wrong idea of how to live their life.
要不然我们就给他们错误的观念，在他们的生活上面给他们错误的观念。
This can be a weak point that Satan will attack us.
这可能会成为我们呢被这个撒旦攻击的弱点。
So we must be very careful with everything that we do.
所以在我们行事为人的各样事情上都要非常的谨慎。
We need to understand that as long as we do our best to love God, then God will repay us in return.
我们明白说，只要我们是尽心尽力呢，来爱神呢，神一定会来回报。
We will not lose out anything, you know, if we bring up our children in a God-fearing manner.
如果我们照着神敬畏神的这个态度来教导小孩，我们不会失去任何东西。
Just like Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel, he was very young, and God, you know, he knew how to fear God already.
那就是在这个撒母耳记可以看到的，这个撒母耳他呢非常小的时候就在这个圣殿里面服侍，他明白这敬畏神的事情。
We see that in the church, yeah, because parents and children relationship are not good, or children are not well taught, and therefore, you know, Satan make use of this weakness, yeah, to go against the church.
那你看他在教会里面呢，这个父母的关系，父母跟子女的关系不好呢，然后呢，小孩子也不来敬畏神，这个撒旦呢就用这个事情呢来攻击教会。
And here it also mentioned about in chapter 6, bond servants and masters, employers and employees.
那第六章也提到奴仆与主人，这个做工的跟这个主人。
Today, you know, many of us, you know, work for others. We are employed.
很多人呢都是为别人来工作，我们是受雇的。
So in our workplace, you know, when we are at work, we also need to demonstrate that, you know, we are God-fearing people.
所以呢，在我们在工作场合呢，我们要表现出我们是敬畏神的人。
Sometimes Satan can make use of our employers to go against us.
有时候呢，魔鬼也能用这个工作的事情呢，然后来攻击我们。
So if we have been training ourselves spiritually,
所以如果我们在这个属灵上，然后有来这个灵修。
We have taken up the armor of God in our daily life.
然后每天呢都有穿上神的全副军装。
We would know how to use the word of God, you know, to overcome every difficult situation that we face in our workplace.
那我们就能用神的话语呢，然后来应付这个在我们工作上的任何的这些困难。
So we must not think that, you know, Satan will come, you know, and appear to us and attack us in our dreams or at night.
我们不要讲说这个撒旦呢就会在我们的梦中显现呢，然后出来攻击我们。
You find that Satan is very tricky. He does not usually appear to us at night.
这个魔鬼是非常狡猾，他不会在这个不会通常不会在这个我们的梦中，我们夜晚上呢来出现。
So we must get ourselves prepared in every aspects of our religious life.
所以我们在这个属灵上的各样的方面呢，都要来好好的预备。
We also understand that the church is the house of the Lord.
我们知道这个教会是神的家。
Sometimes, you know, Satan can work, you know, within us if we are not careful.
如果我们不注意的话，有时候呢，撒旦会利用我们来做攻击。
So he may make use, you know, us to go against one another.
可能会利用我们呢来攻击其他的人。
So if we all abide by the truth of God, the word of God.
但是呢，如果我们都来遵从神的真理、神的话。
If our hearts are purified by His truth.
我们的心中呢都被神的真理呢来洁净。
then we find that we can resist the attack from Satan.
那我们就能阻挡从撒旦来的攻击。
So this is very important for the church to survive, especially right before the second coming of Christ.
那就在这个耶稣呢第二次再来的时候呢，就是对我们教会当中是非常重要的事情。
So we must return, you know, to the time, you know, in which the church in the apostolic era, when the church was first established.
所以我们就要回到这个教会一当初建立的时候，这个使徒教会的时代。
You find that they always pray together.
你看到他们是常常在一起祷告。
That's why the church was filled with power.
因为因此呢，这个教会呢就充满力量。
Yeah, if we want to lead the church. If we want to lead the church, yeah.
如果我们想要来带领教会。
We must not just rely on our own wisdom. We have to rely on the wisdom and the power of God.
那我们不能依靠自己的智慧，而是要依靠从神而来的智慧。
Because Satan is smarter than us.
因为撒旦是比我们还要更聪明。
Without God, we cannot, you know, like outwit Satan.
那如果没有神呢，我们是没办法智取这个撒旦。
Because he is very sneaky and tricky in all the things that he does.
因为他这个在所有所行的事上都是非常狡猾奸诈的。
So everyone, you know, must gather together, you know, to pray to God.
所以每一个人呢都要聚集在一起向神来祷告。
So we must make time to pray.
而且要花时间来祷告。
It must not just become a routine. We have to enter into the prayer.And into every prayer that we offer to God.
那不要只是一个形式而已，而是在全心全意呢，在祷告上呢，要来。
Always pray in the spirit, like what Paul says in chapter 6, verse 18.
也要像这个保罗在以弗所书六章十八节说的呢，要用在圣灵里面来祷告。
We know that you know Satan will come to fight against the church.
我们知道撒旦会来攻击教会。
I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
我们来看以赛亚书五十八章。
59章。Isaiah chapter 59.
在以赛亚书五十九章。
Now, if you read, we read from verse 16.
从十六
节。It talks about the armor, right?
这里谈到这个铠甲。
Put on righteousness as a breastplate, a helmet of salvation on his head.
以公义为铠甲，以拯救为头盔。
The point I want to bring to your attention is in verse 19.
我想大家看的是第十九节。
The second part, yeah.
的后半段。
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west.And his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
十九节如此，人从日落之处必敬畏耶和华的名，从日出之地也必敬畏他的荣耀，因为仇敌好像急流的河水冲来，是耶和华之气所驱逐的。
Yeah, we understand that this part is talking about Zion.
这里提到的就是讲的就是锡安。
We can confirm this with verse 20.
我们可以在二十节来看到。
So when all this enemy comes,
当这个仇敌来的时候。
Because we all put on this the armor of God.
因为我们大家都穿上神的军装。
And the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
那这个神的灵呢，就会来与他征战。
The spirit of the Lord lift up a standard.
神的灵就会将举起一个标准。
Then we know that this standard is obviously the standard of God.
当然，这个标准呢，就是神的标准。
So when the entire church follows the standard of God,
当这个整个教会呢，都来遵照神的这个标准去做
，we find that Satan will not be able to defeat us.
撒旦就没办法来击败我们。
This leads us to understand that you know to have a common believe and to hold on to the common faith is of utmost importance.
那就让我们知道呢，来这个我们说这个信仰呢是最重要的。
I want you to turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们可以看回来以弗所书第四
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章。
We read from verse 12. Yeah.
我们从十二节看。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
第三节，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 14.
十四节。
That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Here Paul is emphasizing a very important aspect of our faith.
那这里保罗在强调一个我们信仰当中一件很重要的事情。
That we all must come together to the unity of the faith. The faith here refers to the one faith as stated in the early verses in chapter 4.
那呢，这里说到呢，要让众人呢在真道上同归于，那这个真道呢，就是在第四节所提到的。
Chapter 4, verse 5, yeah. One Lord, one faith.
四章的第五节，一主一信。
We know that in the body of Christ, there is only one faith, one set of belief.
那在神的这个身体，神的教会当中，只有一个信。
So we must work towards understanding, you know, this one faith that God has given to the church.
所以我们就要努力呢，在这个真道上，这个神给我们这个真道上来同归于一。
So when we attain to the unity of this one faith, you'll find that, you know, the church will gradually become perfect.
好，当我们在真道上同归于一的时候呢，这个教会呢就会完全。
Everyone will be given the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那每一个人呢都长成满有基督的身量。
You find that if this one faith is not, or we do not attain to the unity of this one faith.
如果呢我们在这个真道上呢这个一个信呢没有来归于一。
We see that verse 14, you know, the work of Satan will become rampant.
那就会看到这个撒旦的这个诡计呢这些东西。
He will come to the church and toss everyone here and there.
那就会呢将这个大家呢来使大家来摇动，然后呢信仰飘来飘去。
But we say when we need to be united, what does it mean?
啊，当我们说到呢，我们每一个人都要来合一团结，是什么意思？
We need to attend to the unity of the one faith that God has given to the church.
那就是在这个真道，在这个神给这个教会的一信之上呢，要来同归于一。
When you look at Paul, you know, Paul being such a great worker.
那你看到这个保罗，一个非常好的工人。
He was very careful to maintain, you know, what he believes in.
啊，他对于他自己所他的信仰呢，他所相信的是非常的仔细的再去查考。
And he was very careful to maintain that his faith, is the same as those of the saints.
啊，他也非常的努力的维持呢，说他的信仰呢是跟这些古圣徒是一样的信仰。
Today we see that, you know, like for the past few years. We have great confusion in the church.
那我们也看到说，我们过去几年在教会呢有很大的混乱。
And the simple reason is because there are people who are not willing to attend to the unity of this faith, this one faith.
那这个原因很简单，就是呢，有人呢没办法在这个真道上跟大家同归于一。
And therefore, it's like we have given room to Satan to work.
那我们就变成给这个撒旦这个留了一个空间来攻击。
Gap is indeed a massive, is a big one.
那这个呢，攻击呢，就是非常的这个强的攻击。
How can we stop this from happening? Prevent this from happening again?
那我们怎么能够来防止呢这件事情再次发生呢？
You know, for myself, I always believe in this.
那我对我自己来说呢，我是这样相信的。
You know, I have to preach. You know, I have to teach all the time, and therefore I need to prepare a lot of like, you know, messages, yeah, for the church.
那我呢？我要常常来传福音，我要来教导，所以我要准备很多这个讲道的这个东西。
But I'm very thankful to God because God humbles me.
但是我很感谢神，因为神使我谦卑。
Not because I'm humble, but because God has made use of difficult circumstances to humble me.
那不是因为我很谦卑，而是神利用了很多各样的困难的事情让我谦卑。
To help me understand one very important point.
那让我明白一点非常重要的事情。
The knowledge that I have gathered from the scriptures.
那我从这个圣经上得到的一些知识。
Can never be greater than the collective knowledge that God has given to the church.
绝对不能大于这个神所赐给这个教会的这个些真理。
God has given the manifold wisdom to the church.
那神应该给这个教会的这个完备的这个真理。
That's the reason why the church was built up in the first place.
那所以呢，这个教会才能够在一开始呢，到现在呢，能够来建立起来。
So every believer in the church.
所以每一个教会的信徒。
We say every worker in the church.
每一个教会里面的工人。
Must recognize this fact.
那都要记得这一点。
That you know our understanding of the scriptures can never be greater than the collective understanding of the scriptures that God has given to the church.
我们自己呢，对这个圣经上的认知呢，绝对不能过于神交付这个教会这个大家集体的认知。
Otherwise, what is the point for God to build up His church?
那要不然神为什么要将教会建立起来呢？
If you disagree with any aspects of the church, teachings concerning salvation.
那如果你与这个教会的这些就是关于得救的事情来这个敌对。
You may disagree. You disagree with the doctrines of the church in your heart.
可能在心中呢，对这些教义这些东西不同意。
We know that this is a very serious problem. It's a gap.
那就是一个非常非常严重的事情，是一个很大的这个破口。
Satan can just shoot a fiery dart at us, and that's it. We are destroyed.
那是魔鬼呢，就能将这个我们这个火箭射到这个破口，我们就毁了。
So what we need to do is learn to submit to the authority that God has given to the church.
所以呢，我们要来学习，来顺服神所赐给教会这个权柄。
My disagreement, for example, assumption, okay, here, if I disagree with an aspect of the doctrine of the church,
比如说呢，我可能对教会的教义呢，可能有哪些有一点这个不同意。
We need to understand that the problem is not with the teachings of the church, it's rather with myself.
那我们要明白说，这个教会的教导的不是问题所在，这个问题所在是我们自己。
Because very likely, because God has not given me understanding yet. Why? Because God wants me to be humble, to submit to Him.
那很可能呢，是神还没将这个明白呢交给我，让是为了要我来谦卑，然后来顺服神。
So you find that you know all those who have wandered away from the faith. Those who have broken away from the faith.
所以你可以看到这些呢，从这个信仰当中呢，在这个偏离的人。
One thing we do realize that they can no longer explain the scriptures, even the most basic ones, they can no longer explain it anymore.
你就可以看到他们呢，在这个讲到这个圣经的这最基本事情，也不能好好来解释。
You can see that there is a great confusion in their mind and in their spiritual life.
因为在他们心中，在他们属灵当中，已经非常有非常大的混乱。
They try to justify their claim.
他们要来这个为他们所他们宣称的呢，然后来说是对的。
They may argue, you know, and trying to use many verses to back up their falsehood.
那用这个很多的经节呢，然后来支持他们的所相信的。
But for us, you know, who know the word of God, know the doctrine of salvation, we really, you know, we.Pity them because they are in great confusion.
但是我们知道真理，我们知道救恩的教义的呢，我们觉得他们非常可惜。
Because they have departed from this source of understanding, God Himself.
他们已经从这个可以给他们这个理解的这个真神呢，这个真道之上呢离弃了。
You know, in the past, they were blinded before.
在过去呢，他们是盲目的。
And because of God, you know, they were given sight, spiritual eyesight.
因为神呢给他们这个属灵的这个眼光。
And now, because of their pride, again, they are blinded.
那因为他们的这个骄傲呢，再一次的，他们又成为盲目的。
We find that this second so-called, you know, blinding of the eyes of the heart is much greater than the first.
就看到这个第二次的这个属灵这个眼目的盲目，他们心里的盲目呢，是比第一次是更加严重的。
Because they can no longer see the right way of salvation.
因为他们就再也看不到这个真理得救的道路了。
You find that they will walk in the futility of their mind.
你就看到他们是在走在他们自己的这个的道路上。
They became much more ignorant than those who do not believe in God.
那甚至比那些不信神的人还要更加的无知。
So we have to be very careful and alert.
所以我们要非常的谨慎，非常的小心。
So that we will not fall into this trap of Satan.
那我们才不会掉入这个魔鬼的陷阱。
If we do not understand any aspects of the truth of salvation,
如果我们对这真道呢，神这些救恩呢，有什么有一点不明白的？
We must be humble enough to ask God.
那我们就要谦卑下来，来向神来求问。
We must be humble enough to consult our co-workers.
那我们要谦卑下来，向我们的同工工人来请教。
Otherwise, we will become the tools of Satan in the church to work against the establishment of the church.
那我们就会，要不然就会成为这个魔鬼这个攻击教会的这个工具。
So we have to help one another to attain to the unity of this one faith.
所以我们就要彼此来帮助代祷呢，让大家能够在这个真道上合一。
If I want someone to help me,
如果我想要别人来帮我,
then obviously I must feel that I have this need for help.
当然，首先呢，我要觉得我需要帮助。
I must acknowledge that I have done wrong. I'm not able to fully understand the gospel of salvation.
要先来看到说呢，我自己不明白，我需要人家来帮助我。
Only then we find that God will be more than willing to help us, to enlighten us with His wisdom.
那这样做呢，神就会呢用他的智慧呢来帮助我们，来让我们明白。
So you find that God will help the church to fight against this wicked one, especially when we talk about in the evil day, when this day comes.
那我们就看到呢，神能够帮助教会呢，然后来对抗这个魔鬼，特别是在这个邪恶的日子里。
So we must not leave any rooms for Satan to go against us.
所以我们绝对呢，不要让魔鬼来留地步，让他能够来。
Every one of us has to work hard on our faith by the grace of God.
每一个人都要在我们这个信仰上，这个属灵上呢，非常的努力去追求。
Don't think that we are strong.
那不要觉得说我们很坚强。
Don't think that we are better than the church.
那不要说我们比教会还更厉害。
Don't think that we are better than everyone else.
那不要说我们比，不要觉得我们比别人还更厉害。
You'll find that is a gap if we have this mindset.
那如果你心里是这样想的呢，这个就是你的这个大的破口。
And Satan can shoot an arrow at us, and we can be killed instantly.
撒旦呢，就会将这个火箭呢射入我们的这个地方，然后我们马上就会被摧毁。
So we need to pray in the Spirit and ask God to help us.
他说我们要在圣灵祷告呢，求神要来帮助我们。
You know, without God, we are nothing.
没有神呢，我们什么都不算。
That's why we have to kneel before Him every day in sincerity and in truth.
所以我们每一天呢，都要在神的面前用真诚的、诚实的心向他来祷告。
To preserve our hearts, so that our hearts will not wander away from Him.
然后要求神保守我们的心，我们才不会来偏离左右。
Thank God, my sermon ends here.
那感谢神，我的这个正道到这边。
Now we are going to sing a hymn.
我们再来要唱首诗。
We sing 168.
我们唱诗168首。
Hymn 168.
168首。
Please rise.
请站立。